often overlooked in your live video studio is your lighting. And I kind of feel like yesterday we talked about something that was recent. I kind of feel like we've mentioned lighting as well. Lighting is one of those things that people put off till the last item when they build a studio, when they're thinking about going live. Lighting is one of the last considerations, unless you are more advanced with it. You're more seasoned as a broadcast professional. Then lighting, it's one of those things that you think about. But when you're new, it's one of those things, it's like, lighting, I'll get to it. Lighting changes everything, folks. It turns a crappy production into a brilliant production. Let's talk about it. Saddle up, gang. We're going into Entrepreneur Live Video.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
Lighting. Good lighting is hard to come by. Good lighting is tough to dial in. People get frustrated with lighting, but the way you learn lighting is by doing lighting. It's extremely important in your live video production because it can make or break your videos. Yeah, to have bad lighting every once in a while, it's okay, whatever, but you want to solve it, folks. You don't want that to be a constant recurring theme. People show up and you've got great sound, you've got great video, but your lighting sucks. Okay, you want to work on the lighting. You want to dial the lighting in. Lighting can be expensive. Lighting definitely is tricky, but it can be very expensive. And it doesn't have to be. I mean, you can start out with a cheap Diva ring light, maybe a couple of inexpensive LED panels, and grow from there. And some of the things that you go on YouTube and look up lighting and start figuring out how to do the lighting, because you can do interesting things where half your face is dark and the other half is lighter. That can be great lighting if it's done right. You know, lighting can be coming from behind you. You're going to need lighting in front of you if it's coming from behind you too, but lighting there, or it could be dark behind you. There, lighting is a science that is not necessarily my thing. I have 6 LED light panels in my home studio. When I turn one on, I turn them all on. I think it gives me great lighting in my room. My background though, which we talked about backgrounds yesterday, my background's kind of dark. And it's filled with equipment, but I need to do something with my background. There's no doubt about that. I need some sort of lighting back there. I need some sort of something going on. If you look at some of my older YouTube videos, you're going to see white shelving behind me and shelves full of personal items that are part of my life that I like to display. And I would like to have something like that again. That was in a condo that I no longer own. But I've thought about having a builder come in and build me shelving on against the wall here behind me so that I can have nice shelving behind me and brighten the room. Paint the shelving white, paint whatever wall around it's white, and really brighten the room. I don't know if I want to do that yet. I imagine that's going to be costly. We'll see. But the lighting is important, and a dark background, it can work if your lighting is right. I don't know if my lighting is right for my dark background, although I do think it's okay. But think about it, folks. Get into the lighting. Go on Amazon and start getting into the lighting. Go on YouTube. Look up people's videos where they're teaching lighting. It is a tricky science, but it's one that if you're building a live video studio, you're definitely going to want to master.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live.